1025 BAC, that's Alias and More Than Words, this Wednesday, July 6th. I'm Walker Vreeland. Thanks for tuning in. All this week and all last week, we've been giving away tickets to see Legally Blonde at Gateway Playhouse. And, of course, it's running through just July 9th, so this Saturday. For tickets, you can call the box office at 286-1133 or go to gatewayplayhouse.com. Of course, it's inspired by the movie starring Reese Witherspoon, and the show tells the tale of Elle Woods making it to Harvard Law to pursue her one true love. It's a fun, upbeat musical, and it's not to be missed. And this afternoon, I have the pleasure of speaking to Ruby Lewis, the actress who is starring in Legally Blonde as Elle Woods. She co-starred on the primetime network shows Medium and Brothers and Sisters and played the lead in the film Another Perfect Stranger. She was born and raised in Kentucky and has been seen on the national tours of Gypsy, Grease, and then regionally in 42nd Street, Beauty and the Beast, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, among others. She currently lives in Hollywood, California. She studies improv at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. So, Ruby Lewis, thank you for joining us. Welcome to BAZ.
Thank you for having me, man. You're good.
Oh, well, you know, I try. You have a very impressive bio here that I have in front of me. How's it going? How has this run been, this whole experience playing Elle Woods in Legally Blonde?
It's been a whirlwind, and it's really flying by.
Yeah, I bet. How long was the run from beginning to end?
Once we opened, well, it took 2 weeks for us to put the show up, and now that we've been running for, it's going to be a little under 3 weeks that we're actually up and running. So I'm used to these long contracts, and before I know it, this is going to close, and I'm going to be a little confused, I think.
Yeah, I guess such is the nature of summer stock, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just shows in rep, or not in rep, but I guess one after the other, and they just bang them out.
Yeah, and that goes for both the rehearsal and the run. Very short rehearsal process and very short run.
Yeah, you really just get thrown in there. I just had to immerse myself in the role because I knew I had very little time to get it on its feet.
Now, all the actors, all the actors except you auditioned in New York. You come from Los Angeles, evidently you were the perfect fit to play this role. Did you see that as well when you auditioned? Did you feel like this was a perfect part for you?
Yeah, it's been a role that I've had my eye on since Laura Bell Bundy did it on Broadway. And even when Reese Witherspoon did the movie, she was the type of girl I could relate to. And, you know, I've been told I look like Reese Witherspoon, and I knew I could sing it, but I also knew it was kind of a long shot submitting myself on video because they didn't really know who I was as a person. So I think they took a chance on me, and I was just really... really excited to have the chance to do it, and I hope that they are happy with their decision.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure the audience is too. You know, I hear that it's a very demanding, I haven't seen the show, but I hear it's a very demanding role that you never leave the stage for the whole 2.5 hours. What's your favorite aspect of the show?
It's actually a really fun, she's a really fun character to play, and I have a lot of fun finding little nuances, little decisions I can make to bring her to life. Stuff that's happening when I'm not even saying a line, as far as relationships and how she would react to different things. It's just been, I think it's written really well, and it's been a meaty role to get into, I think.
And I heard that you guys used actual trained dogs. What was that like?
Yeah, they are so good. They're the stars of the show and probably the most professional actors I've ever worked with. you know, it's there are a lot of rules involved as far as only the people who deal with the dogs on stage can bond with the dogs off stage, and because they have to get to trust you. So Frankie, who plays Bruiser, he had a sleepover in my room one night.
Oh.
So we could bond and he could get to know me, and so he would trust me on stage. And it's been, I'm going to miss the little guy. It's been a really fun experience working with him.
I bet. You know, that has to be tough because you like you said, you really have to bond to create this trust for the stage. And then, you know, it's over and you have to say goodbye.
Yeah, it's all over. And I get so attached to animals anyway, so
Yeah. Now, what is next for you? I know that, as I mentioned earlier, you've co-starred on Medium and Brothers and Sisters. What are you doing next?
So I'm flying back to Los Angeles, and I've got a couple of auditions lined up. But once the TV season kind of picks back up, I really hope to start getting some guest stars and a few, maybe some bigger roles.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that your heart is primarily in the theater or television?
Yeah, my heart's in the theater. Mm-hmm. I love the live audience. I love hearing the reactions and affecting people really one-on-one.
Yeah.
But TV is, you can pay the bills.
Exactly. I was just going to say, you got to pay the bills. Well, thank you so much. I've been speaking to Ruby Lewis, who plays the role of Elle Woods in Legally Blonde at Gateway Playhouse. And the show is running through this Saturday, July 9th. For tickets and more info, you can go to gatewayplayhouse.org or call the box office at 286-1133. So, Ruby Lewis, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
On the way, your full 5-day forecast and more of your requests. It's all right here, 102.5 BAZ.